Danny, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
We're good.
Danny, real quick, and then we're going to start going back to the phones here. A couple of offers that Arkansas is putting out there. Can you give us a little insight to that?
Yeah, they're putting out probably 3, 4, 5 offers a day right now. Just one off the top of my head from yesterday, Terrence Alexander is a cornerback down in River Ridge, Louisiana. And, Matt, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't Tony Bua go to that high school?
John Curtis, I think so. You're right.
Got you. Cornerback down there, 5'9", 165. This is actually a kid that I spoke with, I want to say last September, and he told me then that he was really hoping for an Arkansas offer. Now he turns around, 6 months or whatever it is later, and he's got all kinds of offers, including one from Arkansas that came in yesterday. So pretty sure he's going to come up here and check it out and maybe even take an official visit before all is said and done.
And you said he's a cornerback, is that right?
Yeah, corner. A little bit undersized.
I was going to ask you his measurables.
Right, he's 5'9", 165. He's a little smaller, but I don't know. I tend to think maybe height especially is overrated at certain positions.
Danny, I'm going to tell you, I 100% agree with you with cornerbacks because some people, they like the 6'2 corner or whatever, that you got to just be able to cover the guy. And you got to have the lateral movement and the quickness, and usually the 5'9", 5'10 guys are better at that.
I'm with you.
And it depends on scheme. Sorry to cut you off, but it depends on scheme. If you're playing a cover two where you want to put, you want to bump the receiver, then it's might be better to be a taller corner. But if you're playing any type of man coverage, I like the 5'10", 5'9 guys.
I'm with you. I think you've seen Arkansas over the last few years try to bring in 6'1", 6'2 guys. And, last year, one of the worst pass defenses in the country. So maybe they'll shy away from that a little more under Bielema.
Yeah. What about D lineman? Because that helps also the cornerbacks. Have we offered another D lineman?
Offered several defensive linemen, especially at defensive tackle. Not so much at end right now, but defensive tackle, they've really got a lot of targets out there right now, one of which right here in Springdale, of course, we all know Josh Frazier, who just picked up an offer from Texas A&M yesterday. That was his number 7 for Josh, I believe. Notre Dame, Alabama, these type of schools. So he's the top target. And then you've got guys like Gerald McDowell down in South Louisiana, a good friend of Otha Peters, actually thinking about coming up here for a visit. So, and then another, Craig Evans in Wisconsin. He used to be committed to Brett Bielema's staff up there. So he's going to come check it out this summer. And just a lot of targets right now. I mean, I think they've offered almost 100 kids. A lot of these guys you're probably not going to hear much from anymore. But then again, you look at what the staff did, with just a month of recruiting for 2013. Maybe they do start getting some of these 4- and 5-star guys on campus.
Real quick, guys, some notes out of Mike Anderson's press conference as he is previewing the Kentucky game. Anderson will not playing Anthlon Bell, but a few minutes last night. I just screwed that up, but you will see him going forward. And then also Anderson on Young, I thought he was hesitant shooting the 3-pointer last night. It's about confidence. That's what we've been saying all along. It's about confidence, but it's also about getting some arch on the shot. And if he doesn't have confidence, the shot's not going to fall. Let's go to Leroy in the Rock. Leroy, thanks for calling. Welcome to Overtime.
It's amazing. This is only Mike Anderson's second year, and people are critiquing his coaching ability. I think this is the greatest coaching job, to get 17, 18 wins out of a team when your best player is a walk-on is a miracle. Because the battle cry for Pelfrey was
Marshawn Powell's a walk-on?
No, Kiko Haida.
He's not the best player.
Marshawn Powell is playing on one leg. If you look at the stats and the production, he's the best player.
Well, he's not the best player, but I do agree with you that this team is kind of overachieving, and I think Coach Anderson has done a good job. I agree with you there.
And when Pelfrey's second year, everybody, give him 4 or 5 years before you can grade him. Give him 4 or 5 years. This guy's just in his second year, and people are already critiquing how he's coaching. Let him get his guys in here. And as far as, Matt, when you came in, I saw you play a whole season at quarterback. And 2 weeks later, you went out on the basketball court producing something. And Kai Madden and they need to put Kai Madden and Hunter Mickelson in the Dunbar Summer League. And then they will find out if they really want to play basketball or not. Because these guys, I don't know what Ron Crawford's looking at, but if a dog's going to bite, he's going to show signs
they,
of it.
They
got to
be more physical. You're right. They're not physical enough.
For them to play AAU, they don't stop the clock. You can take the ball out anywhere, and they really don't play defense. So that's not saying a whole lot. You're playing against men now, not boys. And as far as the way he's recruiting, just give him time to get his type of players in. Because what they're facing is totally different from AAU. They shammed Aaron Ross out of his ACT score at Parkview because they didn't turn the paperwork in on time. That's one reason he didn't make it to Fayetteville. So you got to look at the pieces that didn't make it to Fayetteville before you start saying, oh, they're not doing this, they're under.
But Leroy, that's not a University of Arkansas problem.
But they were recruiting him. Ben Pelfrey and them knew that when Mike Anderson took over. And as far as Hunter Mickelson and Kai Madden, we need to get 6A and 7A recruits. We need to quit trying to get these AA and Class A recruits when they're playing against the level of competition they're playing against. We've been burned by getting Mickelson and Kai Madden based on what they did in those subpar leagues. And, Trey, you know the 6A West is probably was one of the toughest divisions in the country.
7A, 6A Central, yes,
yeah,
this year.
Right.
Yeah.
Now hang up and listen.
All right, thank you, Leroy. All you have to do is look at the top three seeds.
And I do agree with the caller saying that from top to bottom, the 6A and 7A is probably going to have more talent, but you can play or you can't play. And the way basketball is nowadays, if you're at a 2A school, you're playing in summer leagues with the best. So it doesn't – the high school, they hardly even watch high school. They watch the summer, the AAU leagues.
And then they just go visit you when you're at high school just to make sure that you see me. I'm here recruiting you.
Didn't Kansas offer Hunter Mickelson?
I don't think Kansas did.
Okay. But somebody had told me Kansas offered him, so I was
I'm about
to check.
Name a 2A player that played very, very well in college. James Anderson from Junction City played pretty good at Oklahoma State.
Well, and basketball is a little different than football.
It is.
It's AAU. It's all about what you do in the summer.
But, Danny, is there anybody out there that Arkansas could go get to help immediately?
Looking at this year's class, obviously there's still one over on scholarships, so they're going to have something happen, which I think we all agree something will happen with BJ and Marshawn. You know, if they open up a spot, I think Desmond Lee, combo guard at New Mexico Junior College, is probably your top target. I know they're really working on him, but he's also picking up a lot of new offers here lately, so it's going to be a challenge to kind of keep his interest, if you know what I mean, as bigger and more offers come through. He would probably be your top target right now. Jalen James is another name that I think they've shown a lot of interest in. Not sure he has a 100% committable offer, but they've definitely put their name out there a little bit for a couple of guys, so I guess we'll have to wait and see how the roster shakes out this spring.
Yeah, that was something that I wanted to ask about, some JUCO guys. And maybe that would be a guy that's going to be a little older, a little more mature, and for whatever reasons, if it's grades or whatever, he had to go a JUCO route. Is there that type of player that, you know, could come in and is going to help? Because even though you see it more in basketball with high school seniors coming in to be freshmen, they play more. Football, you don't want it as much. One or two about every class, that's all you really want, because then you're not that good if you have a lot of true freshmen playing. Basketball a little more. So, yeah, JUCO guys, is there just that guy out there that Coach Anderson has his eye on?
It would have to be Desmond Lee.
Yeah. What position is he?
6'4".
Okay.
We've got him listed as a shooting guard. I kind of think he's probably more of a combo. He's 6'4", 185-ish. I'm not sure all of his new offers, but they've definitely been rolling in lately. So he would probably be your top target. Pretty good player from everything we know about him.
Let's go to Superfan. Superfan, welcome to Overtime.
Hey, guys. Trey, I think commenting on the previous caller, it doesn't matter what classification you are. If you can play basketball, you can play basketball. I mean, there's great players in the lower rankings as much as they are in the 7-6A. I mean, yeah, they may be more up there, but totally disagree with Leroy on that. There's great players all around in all different classifications. But what we need, Trey, Matt, I think, is go out and get a couple of pure shooters that can run the floor. That's something we hadn't had in a long time. Yeah, Antoine Bell's a good shooter, but, you know, he hasn't really started coming on just till lately. He was very inconsistent early. Now, he's a freshman, so, you know, you got to look at that. But, you know, Pat Bradley, Al Dillard, they came right into the program and started shooting the ball at a high percentage. And that's what we've got to go find is not just one, but two guys that can do that, because you think about it, last night in close games, you've got a kid that can stick a three with high confidence, and you know when he's going to let that ball go, there's a good chance of it going in. That makes a difference in 5-6 wins a year at least, or more.
And your point, to do that, you got to have a point guard that can get
to
them the ball.
Distribute the basketball.
Yes, I totally agree.
And Antoine Bell, I think he will be kind of that shooter, what you're talking about. You want shooters out there, but you got to have a point guard that wants to get 10 assists instead of 20 points.
I agree, and you had that with Kareem Reed, and that's what made Pat Bradley better. And you probably had that with Corey Beck, which made Al Dillard better.
Mm-hmm.
But, if these point guards that we've got on campus are not fitting it, you know, Gully, Ty Madden, them type kids, then go out and find one along with a shooting guard. I mean, we do not have what I call a pure shooter. I mean, AR is a good shooter. I still don't put him in that pure shooter range, and neither do I do Bell yet. Now, Bell may come into that if he gets more consistent, but we need that bad. Now,
how tall is Bell? You know,
about 6'1" or 2",
yeah,
I think.
That's what I was going to say. You want your shooter also. It would be nice if he was 6'2", because he can get his shot off a little better. Kiko's a little too small that he really needs space to get his shot off.
But he can, and we need to run more screens for him. But, Matt, let me ask you this. Back when Nolan, and you played for him, and you remember the 90s teams and all that, we did a little more, and I know, hey, listen, there's no question Mike Anderson is the best coach. You cannot question what he's done. He's a great coach and the right fit for Arkansas. But what I'm saying is, when are we going to be able to do that all-out scramble, the 40-minute, and get back to, you know, we kind of lay off of that right now. Do we got to bring in more of Mike's players to do that, or do you see that happening again where we, you know, go 40 minutes of all-out pressure, kind of like we used to do with Nolan? Because it seems like we take a back seat to that right now and kind of just go halfway, and not even sometimes halfway, you know, with
right.
that.
Right.
Thank you, Superfan.
Thank you.
Okay.
You got to have a couple more guys like Qualls, I think. I really think Qualls might be – I like Wade. I think Wade has that potential, but you got to be a little more physical, and you got to have the athletes. And here's another thing that you have when you talk about the 90s teams. You had a rim protector. You got to have somebody that can protect the rim. So when you do – because the press will get beat sometimes – somebody that can protect the rim doesn't get in foul trouble. I don't know that we have that right now. So you can't press that much, because when you get beat, they're getting easy baskets.
Danny West of hogsports.com joins us. It's the Double B's recruiting roundup here on Overtime with Matt Jones and Trey Schaap. 1-800-477-1037, 433-1037 if you want to be a part of it. Danny, the quarterback at Greenwood, Burgess.
Uh-huh.
How was his visit with Brett Bielema?
Yeah, everything went well. Jay Burgess is the quarterback from Greenwood High School, 6'2", 195, 4'8 guy. Came up yesterday morning at around 9 o'clock, spent around 3 hours, just checking out the staff and the new facilities and whatnot. I think he spent about 20 minutes one-on-one with Coach B, and then another 45 minutes with Jim Chaney, the offensive coordinator. Loved the visit. He was told that Arkansas only plans to take one quarterback in this class, and of course they have a commitment from Rafe Peavy from Bolivar, Missouri, a four-star guy. So they told him they will still go ahead and recruit him, just kind of check in with him and keep him interested and stay interested in Burgess. So the visit went very well. He does have offers from Illinois and Tulsa, and would love one from Arkansas, but Right now, you would have to say it looks unlikely, but, you know, who knows? Maybe something changes with PV late. I mean, you would hope not, because he's a star, in my opinion, but they've definitely got Burgess interested in him.
Well, you talk about Burgess. Would it be a point? I know he's already got scholarship offers at other places. Mm-hmm. And obviously, if they're saying they're only going to take one quarterback, and right now you think that's PV, if he does sign with Arkansas, would or could it be a walk-on situation for Burgess? Would they allow him to walk on if he wanted to?
Oh, I'm sure they would. I'm sure they would. He's a legit Division I guy. And let me say this. There for a while in December and even early January, we were told that Arkansas was only going to take one quarterback in the 2013 class.
And they took two.
And, of course, that was Austin Allen, and they ended up with two. So you never know. I mean, who's to say someone doesn't transfer or injuries may occur? So you never know, but they're definitely going to stay on it.
And Danny, I've seen a little bit of film on the guy that committed to Georgia Tech that we got. Mm-hmm. I don't really see – he's a project quarterback. I don't see him being a quarterback. He might, but I think it would be tough. I was going to ask you about the kid from Charleston. Was he a sophomore last year? Is he going to be a junior, the quarterback there? Is he like a top five quarterback in the country? Is he that good? Has Arkansas already offered him?
Arkansas has not offered Ty Story, 2015 kid, like you said. But in my opinion, I think eventually his chances of getting an Arkansas offer will be very, very high, in addition to several other schools, probably within the SEC as well.
Is he that big good?
Big-time talent.
Yeah.
In my opinion, I've seen him in camps and at seven-on-sevens, in my opinion. You know, just standing there watching him stand and throw the ball. No one's doing it better than him at that age, in my opinion. I think he's really got a chance to. But, you know, then again, it goes back to Leroy's comments about competition. I'm sure that may hurt him a little bit, but definitely has all the tools to be, you know, a top 10 guy here in a few years.
You're right, because when I was getting recruited, looking at different places, you don't – if a guy is starting and he's a redshirt freshman – you're probably not going to go to that school,
right?
And not because you're afraid of competition, but it's just highly unlikely that you're going to end up getting to play that much, because he's going to start. So yeah, you're right there.
Let's go to Boom Shakalaka. Boom.
Afternoon, gentlemen.
Afternoon.
How's it going?
All right. Back to that four-star recruit walking on the Matt, I guess you would agree with this. I don't know. No skill player that's a four-star recruit is going to walk on.
I agree with you. Yeah.
You know, I play baseball. You play football. We all know that. All right. On the deal about B.J. Young and Marshawn going to the pros, I wish B.J. packed his bags and go on right now to Italy or wherever he's going to go, because he kills us on his shooting and his penetration and dishing off. And Marshawn, if we had any guards that could play defense, he wouldn't be on foul trouble every game. That's killing him down there on the – and he has to post up down low. I mean, he's only 6'7", and he's handling. I mean, that guy last night was 7'3". He was playing against. Is that right?
Well,
yes.
And we had a caller call in that said he's playing on one leg. It seems like something is up, that Marshawn Powell might not be 100% off that injury, because
it does kind of look like.
Did
that,
you see, I mean, that when B.J. Young went for the layup, missed it, and Marshawn Powell just kind of had to lay it in instead of dunking it?
Yeah.
Like you would think that he would dunk that in. So something has to be up.
Yeah, I mean, but our guards, our defensive play, I mean, they wave at the guys going by. And that's killing Marshawn down low, because he's such a competitor. You know, he goes to the ball, and he's getting a lot of fouls. I mean, that's my perspective of it. That's what I see. And, you know, I'm a smaller person than that, but growing up, I played in that position that he would. And when your guards let him by and you're trying to stop him, you're going to reach in and get that foul.
Right.
That appears what's happening to him. And I mean, we've seen him in prior years. I know he's injured and he came back. But we've seen him in prior years where he didn't have to do that, and his game was elevated, and he wasn't fouling out, and he wasn't sitting after two fouls with 10 minutes to go in the first half. And I think that's really killing us. We get the guard that you guys have been talking about, or get a guard that's been talking about, maybe he'll stay, and his game will be elevated back where he can be, I think, in the first two rounds in the NBA draft. Thanks, guys. Enjoy the show always. Matt, come on out and play some baseball.
All right.
Thank you, Boom. Appreciate it. Danny West, we will talk to you next week. Sorry about that, Danny. We will talk to you next week.
All right, man. Appreciate it.
I had turned you off for a second, but you're back now. We will we'll see you on Saturday up there on the hill for Arkansas and Kentucky as well.
Look forward to it.